So let's go ahead and create a state machine that will be using Lambda functions. So I'm going to click on Create State Machine, and this time I'm going to use a blank format. So you can see, we can start building the workflow using the designer. So you can, for example, drag this Lambda invoke in here. And here you can, for example, configure your Lambda function. So you can define a state name, the type of integration, the function name, the payload, and so on, as well as the input, the output, and ways to handle errors. So this could be a bit of time to just build this manually. So instead, let's go into code, and I'm going to go into the code that you have to download. So download from step functions, 0 hello world, and then in there, you have state machine.json. Copy this entire thing into this, and this is going to create for you the proper flow that we're interested into. So let's have a look at this flow in the designer. So here we have Lambda invoke, and we're going to invoke a Lambda function. We have to create it, and then we'll have a choice state, and we have different rules. So if we have the choice to be, the result to be equals to something like Stefan, then go into isTeacher, else go into notTeacher. So we're just going to compare the output of the Lambda function and verify that Stefan is there. So if it's there, you say yes, perfect, we're in this past state, and the output is going to be woohoo. So we're very happy and that the teacher is Stefan. If not, we are in not teacher state, and we're going to have an error code, and the cause is going to be Stefan the teacher wasn't found in the output of the Lambda function. So this is our workflow. Now let's go into Lambda and create the function we need. So we author from scratch, and we call this hello function. We use the latest Node.js runtime, and we click on create function. Now for the code itself, let's go into function.js. It is a very simple code in which we say hello, and then we take the who key of the event, and we say hello, for example, and if it's who, then it's Stefan, says hello Stefan, also going to say hello John or hello Alice. So let's have a look at this function. So I'm going to remove this and paste my code. I'm going to deploy my changes, and we're going to test our Lambda function. So for this, I just need to click on this test button, define a hello event, and then the key is going to be who, and the value is going to be John. So if we have a look at this payload and save it, and now we're going to test it, we get a response of hello John. And if it was Stefan, it would be hello Stefan. If it was Alice, it would be hello Alice. So now our function is ready. Let's just copy the ARN, and we're going to paste the ARN in the Lambda invoke stage under enter function name. We're going to paste it here. Perfect. So we are done. Now we're going to create this state function. So as you can see, because my state machine is invoking Lambda and maybe X-ray, then we need to have permissions for our state machine. And therefore, an execution role is automatically created for us, which will have the required permissions to do what we need, which is very, very helpful. So let's confirm this. And now we're done. So we have my state machine. And now we're going to start the execution of the state machine. And as a payload, we're going to have who, and who is going to be Stefan Marek. Let's start the execution of this. And if you have a look, the Lambda invoke is already done. It was the input of who Stefan Marek, and the output was hello Stefan Marek. Therefore, we went to the choice state, which was this output, and we looked whether or not Stefan was in the output. And because Stefan was in the output, then the next state is going to be isTeacher, and the output is woohoo. But if we do a new execution, and this time we just have John Doe as who, then we start the execution, and we're going to get an error code in step not teacher because, well, Stefan the teacher wasn't found. So if we look at the execution itself, the Lambda function returned hello John Doe, and then the choice state looked at it and said, well, we don't find Stefan, so we're going to go into an error code, and here is the reason why. And you can have a look at all the events in here one by one and understand the history of how long it took and what happened in your state function machine. So that's it. I hope you liked it, and I will see you in the next lecture.